The 2015 MLS season is scheduled to begin on Friday, and it might not. The league and players' union have yet to sign a new collective bargaining agreement. A major issue at stake is free agency. MLS players want some variant of the opportunity afforded pro athletes in the country's four major leagues. Another issue is the league's pay disparity. While a handful of stars earn millions of dollars each season, Major League Soccer's median salary in 2014 was $92,000, and its minimum was just $36,500. Coming up on Only a Game, we'll hear from a sports management professor about the potential risks that come with a current salary structure in MLS. But first, we'll hear from a former Columbus Crew player who earned the league minimum. Ross Friedman was a rookie defender with the Crew this past season. Ross, after four seasons playing soccer at Harvard University, you signed with the Crew. Did you have much choice?
Not really. Coming through the Crew youth system, the Crew had first rights to me.
Mm-hmm.
So they invested in me during my high school days and paid for my youth soccer and all the travel, and they had the first right to pick up my contract.
So I suppose after college you just walked into the Crew's office and said, okay, let's negotiate a salary.
Not so much. They kind of have like a standard homegrown contract, and that's really what I was presented with.
Looking back on it now, do you think being one of the Crew's homegrown players back when you were still a youth league player worked out in your favor?
I think it depends on the player situation. Given a player like me coming through Harvard, we're probably a mid-tiered Division I team, It definitely got my foot in the door. But for a big-name player, like a lot of my youth teammates who went on to play at, you know, big schools like UNC and Akron, they could have played for any team they wanted to and had a lot of negotiation power, yet the Crew had first rights to them.
In the NFL, they have this tradition where the rookies have to pay for dinner for the whole team. I don't suppose that would work out very well in MLS at $38,000.
Oh, no, not at all. The MLS has a clear disparity in their pay, and you know that going into it. That definitely plays a role within the locker room. And luckily for me, I didn't have to deal with any of those situations where a big bill was dropped on my plate. But I don't know how I would have dealt with it.
Your former teammate, Federico Higuain, an Argentine forward, had a base salary of more than $500,000 last year. He was the Crew's highest paid player. But other starters earned six figures as well. Was that something that you noticed?
Definitely. It's really interesting. A lot of people don't know this. I mean, we had, you know, maybe five, six, seven guys on our roster that lived at home. You know, a lot of the homegrown guys live with their parents, guys living together in subsidized housing from the Crew. That's kind of the rookie life in the MLS. You are just trying to survive. You're not doing it for the money. And then you've got guys who are, you know, making a lot of money, you know, rolling in their Porsche or their big SUVs or whatever they have. So you can actually see the disparity just in the parking lot of the training facility.
Well, what about off the pitch? Do rookies and homegrowns get set aside, or did you get to hang around with some of these guys who had the big SUVs and the Porsches?
It was natural that, you know, the low-paid guys are hanging out and the high-paid guys are either doing their own thing because they have families or they're hanging out with each other.
The Crew did not pick up your option for this coming season. You've decided that this is the end of your pro soccer career. Are you still glad that you spent the past year in MLS?
For sure. It was definitely a dream of mine and something that I really wanted to accomplish and I worked hard towards. But seeing players in the future that, you know, might want to drop out of college to join the MLS or even do this for the money, that's an issue. You really got to do it for the love of the game because you're really not bringing in the big bucks unless you're a top player on a team.
Ross Friedman is a former defender for the Columbus Crew, and he's currently looking for a new line of work. Ross, thank you very much for speaking with me, and good luck.
Thanks for your time, Bill.